All I want to do.
Okay, tomorrow is Wednesday. Actually, you know, today is, you know, I got to keep doing this. I'm not doing this on the same fucking day that I'm. Thursday will announce the bar fight winner. Thursday. So that means on tomorrow's show, I have to announce that, right? Yeah. Jesus fucking Christ, man. What the fuck? Okay, cool. What's going on with all these bags? What do you mean? Where are you going? What do you mean? You going someplace? What do you mean? Where are you going? How come? Hey, listen, I told you I don't think it's right. It's a good time for me to be. I'm just running some lines through my head. Okay. All I want to do. Goddamn, Bill O'Reilly just went from being, you know, I mean, the man at that network, and he's almost done. They're going to lose a lot of ratings when they lose him. But you know what? It ain't anything they can't make up. The whole thing is, I think the broadcast landscape's changing away from Fox News. I just think it is. I mean, I know that people like it, but not in the passionate ways that they did, because there's, you know, if you look at it, everything that Fox News ever wanted has happened. You know, Trump is president. Republicans are in Congress. So they're now at this, they're at a level where they are the winner. So how much better can it get for them? Well, it can't, because now they're the target. That's what happens with, you know, when you're a big target, people tend to shoot at you. Is that as Fox News grew increasingly tenuous, what is this from, the New York Times? On Tuesday, support for the Murdoch family showed signs of eroding, according to three people briefed on the discussions. What the hell is this? Oh. Every day is going in the wrong direction. The doctor wants to give me a massive infection. That's because she's a female and I had sex with her. That's bad. That was fucked. That's wrong. That's anti-woman. That's anti-me. That's anti-funny. It's anti-everything. It's wrong, man. Hey, wait a minute. Don't do it, man. Don't do it, Barnes. Okay. Come on, bitch. And there we go. I'm thinking of a character that I'm going to do on Periscope named Bob Kernel. Bob Kernel, alt-right report. You know, something like that. Bob Kernel. Yeah, hi, this is Bob Kernel. Well, I'll work it out. What's up? This is Bob Kernel. Who's my conservative guy? Larry Grover. All I want to do, connection. I wonder if you can hear that, but if I... Hey, it's Phil. What? It's Phil. Can you hear that? God, that's the noisiest bitch I ever heard in my life, man. TriCaster, that's another expense. Hey, everybody, it's Phil Hendry here. Take off the... took the gate off. Hello. Hello. Hello, I'm Mr. Ed.
A horse is a horse, of course, but no one can talk to a horse, of course, unless the horse is a little horse, and his name's Mr. Ed.
O'Reilly's fate at the network is expected to, what? Be discussed on Thursday at a board meeting for Fox parent company. Chief among the considerations is continuing investigation of O'Reilly's behavior. The whole thing comes down to money, folks. Always remember that. In broadcasting, it's always, 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 always about money. I mean, I think I've been very candid. My problem at Clear Channel was that they weren't able to sell my show. And my problem at Clear Channel is that my show did not sustain the kinds of ratings that they needed for big-time mainstream success. That's why I'm always cautioning people. Every time they tell me how great my show was, I have to tell them, well, you must have been one of, like, very few people. Because, and I get a lot of people telling me they love my show. Every day we get mail, particularly about that show, you know, the classic show. But at the time, it was not working on talk radio. It needed its own, I think it needed its own environment. I'm trying to say, you know, yeah, I admit the ratings, the revenue. I don't think it was a shitty show, but it definitely was in the wrong environment. Talk radio was not an environment for that show. not traditional talk radio. It could have worked on a personality-driven talk station, the kind we had at WIOD in Miami, the kind they had in Chicago at The Loop. I really feel sorry for people that didn't ever hear that kind of radio, because it was great. You know, it depended upon really strong talent. In Chicago, they had, Steve Dahl and Gary Meyer. They had John Brandmeier. They had Kevin Matthews. In Miami, we had Neil Rogers, me, you know. But how many stations are like that? So then CBS tried to kind of duplicate that with FM talk. It was fucking horrible. Outside of Morning Drive, and I was just talking to who about this? To that young man, Ryan Hoppe, who's got a podcast. I talked to him. I said, Adam Carolla, CBS had the answer. There he was. Adam Carolla was there, ready, willing. They had him. They had him under contract. He was on the air, and they fired him. And now the guy is like, he's living the podcast dream, dude. You know? And CBS had to change the format and put it music. I can't even tell you what's on that fucking station now. The old 97.1 here in L.A. I don't know what the... Howard went off the satellite. All these other cats went off to wherever they went. You know, Opie and Anthony went off the satellite. And, so they could have done it though, man. If FM talk had decided to invest really and do it in a smart way in talent, in the talent driven end of talk radio, which is, doesn't have to be a political talk guy, be anybody talk. Who says you got to just talk about politics? You can talk about anything. Well, that must mean pussy. Okay, some cats talk about pussy. Some things you just talk about weird shit, like me. I talk about weird shit. And this guy talks about pussy. And some of the cat talks about, you know, it ain't about what the topic is. It's about the individual. It's kind of like going to see stand-up comics. Do you really go to, I hope he talks about this or that. No, you just go to see what that guy's going to say. That's my feeling. That's my feeling. I ain't changing for nobody. I ain't changing for shit. Hey, man, but... okay. God, that is a... I don't know what's making that noise, but it's really loud fucking high-pitched whine. I hope you can't hear it. It's bugging me. Okay. Testing 1-2. I just don't know whether it's a good idea using that gate or not. I don't think it is. Just have to live without it. Connection. I just don't give a fuck about a connection. Jesus, that's loud. I don't know what in hell. Shit. I may have to call up Tony over at NewTek and have him come on over and take this piece of shit out of here. I'm going to take this TriCaster and I'm going to trade it in, man. I'm going to trade this bitch in on something else, you know, cheaper. And this fucker is a $40,000 investment back in 2011, whatever it was. It's just too much.
It's too much, you know? I'm going to have to wind up doing it from my fucking iPhone. You know, I'll just be like, hi, it's Phil.
I'll just fucking Facebook Live this motherfucker. Until such time as another woman reported sexual harassment allegations against O'Reilly. Company recently renewed O'Reilly's contract. Murder family which controls the company has stood by him. Women said the company have questioned whether the company was serious about fixing a workplace culture beset by repeated allegations of harassment, calls for his dismissal of a lot of tears. Mr. O'Reilly, the top-rated host in the illness, has been on vacation to Italy for the past week and plans to return to the show on Monday. He has received no indication that the company is planning to take him off the air. According to a person familiar with the matter, lawyer Mr. O'Reilly said Tuesday that his client was being targeted by liberal groups trying to bring him down. Bill O'Reilly has been subject to a brutal campaign of character assassination that is unprecedented in post-McCarthy America. This law firm has uncovered evidence that the smear campaigns being orchestrated by far-left organizations bent on destroying Mr. O'Reilly for political purposes. Evidence will be put forth shortly and is irrefutable. If he's forced to depart, it would be a major blow to the network. When a woman who previously worked at Fox News got a 21st century... Fox Hotlander put allegations of sexual and racial harassment against him. According to her lawyer, Lisa Bloom, the woman who was not seeking money wanted to stay anonymous to avoid the news media spotlight, but thought that it was important to report her allegation to the company. Ms. Bloom said the woman, who's African-American, worked in a clerical position at the network but did not work directly for Mr. O'Reilly. The woman reported to that Mr. O'Reilly would stop at her desk and grunt like a wild boar. He would also stand back to allow her to exit the elevator first and then say, "Looking good, girl." Jesus H. fucking Christ. I don't know, man. Okay. Let's just get our shit together here. I don't have time for this. I don't have time for this nonsensical. Okay, what are we doing here? What am I looking for here? Sound effect. John Ossoff leads in the special house race in Georgia, but runoff remains possible. That guy killed himself, man. That dude, that Facebook killer. I mean, I don't want to say I predicted it, but I did. I predicted it. Fucking guy killed himself. That's what they do. That's what those psychopaths do. Every day, my life's going in the wrong direction. What are you doing, Henry? I don't want to... Twitter keeps trying to get me to tweet something. I don't want to tweet nothing, man. So fuck off! And, I think Don Mixa claims he was sexually harassed by Don Berman. And, by the way, that, all I want to do is to get back to you. Connection, I just can't, no connection. This sound effect, that's supposed to be bedroom. Well, what the fuck? Just call it ambient or something. I don't think you need to call it bedroom. Never mind. There we go. Okay.
Well, Phil, it is unfortunate because I can tell you, Phil, that it is sort of unfortunate. Why does that fucking thing go on, man, like that, huh? I can tell you, Phil, it is unfortunate for me from the standpoint that, you know, you're looking to incite, I think, a riot. You know, that's what's going to happen. You're going to incite a riot. And the next thing you know, your ass is grass. I would not want to see that happen. I don't think anybody does. I'm done. Mix up.
Well, Don.
Yeah.
Sexually, I think it was a big misunderstanding. Don and I were in... I'm trying to think of a thing here where Don Mixa can claim that Don Berman sexually harassed him. I think that's got it, man. Send him with yesterday's show.
I'm John Horn. I'm the host of Geffen Playhouse Unscripted. I'm here with our very first guest, Rainn Wilson.
Hi, John. It looks like I'm the first guest on the Geffen.
And we'll get out and say, hey, hold on.
Any kind of a Facebook live. I'll never be satisfied.
All right, so that's that phone there. What are you talking about? I understand.
Police, state troopers.
Oh, you know what?
Militia,
yeah.
The Rangers.
Or the citizens on the auxiliary police.
These are the stories of the men whose training.
And they. Who's trying to get. You know.
When Southern California is executive produced by Phil.
Well, and he'd say is. Or something like that. What I do then.
You're the second guy looking for a bus. The last week we had a guy looking for a bus.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, Phil Hendry here for Audible.com. Welcome. You know, I'm called up and you want to stick it in a little more. That's exactly what I...
Ride your bike near the area and go, hey, when's your nose going up her ass? After lunch? That's exactly...
It's good of you to come up...
Very strenuous. Yeah, down there.
His own honesty. Many times does Phil... What he thinks.
It's... I saw you. Well, what made you yell out? And I...
Wanted to call to apologize.
Of yoga, woman.
Window.
Okay.
Right now,
such a negative window. Set up, pulled over. Comes toward this.
This past week.
All right, can we?
Challenges life.
That's the first thing that comes. Fell into a bunch.
Think you'll enjoy it. It's just, she's not. I slipped. Miss me.
You with Elmer. Weirded out by that cat. Ning. You're out.
Yeah, it's gonna be fine.
Yeah, I want to make sure that Gloria Grover and all concerned are not weirded out by that cat.
Well, he didn't sound as if he was...
I think the young man's okay, Phil. I think that we just... Fuck me. The Beastie Boys, yeah. No sleep till Brooklyn. Yeah.
if you ever leave me.
You heard about the man known as the... All right, we're all ready to go here. Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, and go.